under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Friday, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, February 23rd, 2024 edition, your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of interviews, lots of discussions, lots of folks texting into the show already this morning. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Officer Rick reporting in for duty loud and clear from Genesee County, again working as a school cop today. TGIF, yes, sir. Appreciate you reporting in for duty, sir. Also, we're going to have a history lesson in the second hour. Pastor Chatfield is going to be conducting a little quiz for us. He's going to be testing our knowledge of quotes from World War II. Found that to be kind of interesting. He must be teaching World War II. Quotes from World War II. So we'll be looking forward to that conversation. Lots of interviews, lots of discussion. We're going to get a couple of field reports from the CPAC event that's happening down in Virginia, Washington, D.C. area. Tim Roberts from Patriots Relief is there, as well as U.S. Senate candidate Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. She was in Washington, D.C. earlier in the week and is at CPAC, and we're going to get a live field report from both of them to find out what's going on there at CPAC. Yesterday, I made a mention about a veteran, longtime conservative Republican in Charlevoix, John Haggard. And many of you texted me the word John. I sent you the information to be able to make a donation to his legal defense fund. He is one of the 16 electors, the Republicans, that back after the 2020 election felt that there was enough evidence of voter fraud here in the state of Michigan. They signed an alternative slate to send the electors, their electoral college votes, to be given to Donald Trump. In the event that voter fraud was later discovered before Vice President Pence tallied up the electors on January 6th to seat the then incoming president at the inauguration on January 20th. Well, we're going to have John on in the next segment. He's cleared it with his attorney to talk about just the legal cost that this has put him through, his family, his estate, his business, his wife, the publicity from it. How has it impacted him? So we're going to have him on the next segment and get a report from him to find out what's going on in his life. So with that, we've got a great show. Laid back. Enjoy the ride here on Friday. Go get another cup of coffee. Greatly appreciate you guys doing that. And we're going to have some good information, good conversations with you today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, please be relevant on topic to the conversation. We greatly appreciate you. John Haggard from Charlevoix on. In the next segment, we'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now is John Haggard. He's the owner of Haggard Plumbing and Heating right there on US 31, just south of Charlevoix. When you start driving around the curve there, right across from the airport. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Trucker.
Wanted to have you on today, Don. I wanted to have you on. I want to start off with a little bit of a background bio on you, basically. John, where were you born and raised? Where did you go to high school?
Well, I was born and raised in Charlevoix the Beautiful.
Okay.
In the old hospital up on Hurlbut. Now nobody's born in Charlevoix anymore.
Yes.
Because they're born in Charlevoix Township.
And you went to high school there. What year did you graduate high school?
Well, I graduated in 1955 from St. Mary's in the 8th grade.
Okay.
And Charlevoix High School in 1959.
A year after I was born. I was 1 year old. So, and then you went on to serve in the military, I believe in the Army?
Well, I went on to, went to Ferris Institute when it was that name, and then right after high school, and then I went to University of Tennessee for a while, and then I went in the Army from 65 to 67. During the Vietnam War, and was stationed in Oakland, California. Went through first went through Fort Benjamin Harrison Finance, and then out to Oakland, California, where we were the embarkation for Southeast Asia.
Okay, very good. So that was during, I believe, Vietnam, correct?
Right. Yep.
Now, you didn't actually have to go and pull any Army duty where you were shooting the enemy. Did you maintain your position there in Oakland, California for your entire service?
That's correct. We did all the discharging for Southeast Asia. Troops would come back, and we'd get them all set up for their discharge, and made sure that they registered their DD-214 at their county clerk to make
yep.
sure that they're covered.
Gotcha. What led you to get involved in politics, Republican politics, there in Charlevoix County?
Well, I was involved politically from high school on, and even when I was at Ferris, I was part of the Big Rapids Republican Party down there, and very active when I finally came back. Well, let me back up a little bit. I went to, after I graduated from college at Ferris College, went to work for Ford Motor Company, was active in the Republican Party down in Oakland County.
Oh, yeah.
And then when we bought, my brother and I bought the business, plumbing and heating business in 71, I moved back and was very active politically with Charlevoix County. I was a Charlevoix County chair for probably about 10 years. I was on the state committee, Michigan State Committee, for 25 years. I went to
on that point, John, 25 years with state committee. Who was the very first chair of the party that you served under when you got into state committee for the first part of your 25 year service?
Boy, I can't remember that.
Well, that's okay.
I'm 83.
83. Okay, I appreciate that. So you've seen a lot of chairs, though, for the Republican Party is the point.
That I have.
Now, you served in the, I believe, the budget committee, so you were directly hands-on with the money and what money came in, what money went out every single election cycle. That was just basically part of what you served as for state committee, correct?
In my later years, I was vice chair of budget committee for about 6 or 8 years.
Okay.
And then when I didn't get reelected to state committee, I would have been chairman of the budget committee, but We signed an affidavit back then that nothing could be discussed about where the party was at, where they were getting their money from, and it was all confidential information.
Yeah, because I remember when I first met you, when I decided to run against Howard Walker back in 2010, I came up and visited with you there at your office. Again, Haggard's Plumbing and Heating right there on US 31, just south of town. And we actually had that conversation. I don't know if you remember or not, but I asked you, I said, you know, how big a business, how big a corporation, how big a thing is this Michigan Republican Party? And you laughed at me and you said, Randy, that is totally confidential and nobody gets that information outside of the committee members. And I remember you telling me that back in 2010.
Yeah. Yep, that's it. But I was one of them once I got onto the budget committee, because I'd gone to, I'm a member of different organizations, whether it's the Knights of Columbus up here in Charlevoix or the AmVet Post on Beaver Island or the NRA and American Legion here in Charlevoix, all of which I'm a life member of. And I said, you know, I'd go to these meetings, and in order to be a meeting, even like I'm a member of the Elks Lodge here in Charlevoix, you got to pay dues. So I brought up at the state committee meeting once many years ago that, hey, if you're a member of the state committee, we should have to pay dues to the Republican State Party. So I had the resolution passed that a minimum of $25 to be a member, a voting member of the state committee.
Sure.
And now I think it's up to $50, but I'm not sure.
Right, right, right. Well, now, the only thing I want to talk to you about, because I know per advice from your legal counsel, we can't talk about the actual case itself, but through the 2020 election, the bottom line is that you and 15 others were electors. You explained the process real quick, John. How do you become an elector for the party?
Well, you've got to get elected basically through the congressional district, and then we're entitled to two at-large. I was also the Trump Elector College vote for him when he won in 2016.
Sure.
So I told the district people, which is where I was at, been very active with the district ever since I moved back to Charlevoix in 71, and requested that I be the Elector College again for Donald Trump. So I got elected from the first congressional district to represent the state of Michigan people to elect Donald Trump.
Absolutely. So basically, since 1971, so now this year's 2024, so you've been involved in local Republican, statewide Republican Party, as well as the first congressional district. You've been doing this for 53 years.
Just about. And I was active when it was the 11th congressional district.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's right. Because back then we had, almost 19 congressmen, I believe, at that time.
Right. And Bob Davis was our congressman at the time. And I've been to, I went to the 1980 convention and almost got elected. I lost by 3 votes to go to the national convention.
Mm-hmm. Where Ronald Reagan was the nominee.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I want to finish up here, John. I got only a couple minutes left. The bottom line is everyone's very aware of the lawsuits and the criminal charges and all the things that are happening here in the state of Michigan regarding the 2020 election. And the bottom line is you need help in raising money to pay your very expensive attorney to defend you in this matter. And yesterday I yelled out at everybody there, your name and your legal defense fund, P.O. Box 35 there in Charlevoix, Michigan. I text that information out to everybody. How much money, John, do you need to raise? What do you expect from what you're hearing from your attorney at this point? How much more money do you need to raise to be able to defend yourself or against these charges?
Well, so far I've spent over $50,000. And that's for both the civil and criminal case.
Sure.
And I anticipate the way it's going now, probably at least another $50,000 to $75,000 worth of fees.
Wow. Amazing. Well, we are going to talk about it, Vicky and I, the radio station here. We're going to have a conversation with you and maybe your attorney as well, and see what we can do as far as putting together a legal defense fund, a GoFundMe type of account, give, send, go. There's different platforms that we can use and promote it here on the radio station and see if we can help raise most of that money for you, because you should not be coming out of pocket, coming out of your estate, taking money away from your kids, your grandkids, great-grandkids. That's not something that should be happening in the state of Michigan. So we're going to have more conversations with you and your attorney and see what we can put together for you. But bottom line, what would you like to say to the folks out there who might be willing to, you know, mail you a check or help you out in this GoFundMe we put together? What would you like to say to the folks listening?
Thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers, and hopefully that we can get this situation thrown out of court.
Yes, absolutely. Well, again, Laura in Sheboygan texted me. She heard the replay of yesterday's show, my show, John, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, but we replay yesterday's show from 6 to 9, and she texted me at 8:41, John, J-O-H-N. And I texted her back, John Haggard Defense Fund, P.O. Box 35, Charlevoix, Michigan, 49720. Again, the zip code 49720. So if you'd like to donate, text me, John, and we'll get you that information. You just mail him a check directly made out to John Haggard Defense Fund. And again, we'll be talking with John and his attorney and seeing what we can do to set up a GoFundMe or a Give, Send, Go account. And hopefully we raise this money for you, John. We greatly appreciate it. So, sir, stay strong. Tell Phyllis not to let any of this bother her. We will prevail, sir.
Thank you for your support and everything you do, Trucker. And
thank
I'll see you,
John.
I'll see you on the 24th at the banquet down at Shanty Creek.
Absolutely. Plan to be there. Absolutely. All right, sir. Have a good day.
All right. Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye. Again, that's John Haggard. He's one of the 16 electors, the Trump electors, that are being pursued by this Attorney General, Dana Nessel, and the special prosecutor that she's assigned to the case. And it's a travesty. It's all I can say. This is an absolute travesty. The man's 83 years old. He served this country in the Army. He's been involved in politics for 53 years, heading off into his retirement years with his family, and this is what Dana Nessel's doing to him. Bottom of the Hour News Break. We'll be right back.